All right, you are listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. In the background there is Fan Death from Vancouver featuring... oh my goodness. Why am I blanking on her name? Oh God, this is awful. Anyways, featuring two cool ladies. I am totally blanking on her name. Okay. The song Cannibal from their EP, A Coin for the... Dandy Wind. Dandy Wind, that's it. A Coin for the Well, the EP that was from. And yeah, weird cannibal news. Yesterday was so grim watching the news. There was... this guy who had been killing people shot in Maple Ridge, and then the porn star mailing body parts to liberal parties and videotaping dismemberments in Montreal, and then the guy in Miami taking this crazy drug that makes you insane called bath salts that ate someone's face. Ugh. So I'm playing Cannibal. I'm acknowledging the world is a crazy place right now, but we're going to move on. On today's show... a pretty dancey time. Well, a bit of a hazy 80s time for a little while. We got some Travis Bretzer, some Part-Time, some John Mouse, some Chromatics. Then we're going to shift things into some danciness. Then we're going to pull it back and get into some rock and roll towards the end of the hour. So please stay tuned to Dunkin's Donuts. So, like I mentioned, starting off, Travis Bretzer, he is from Edmonton, Alberta. He has an album coming out called Making Love, and this is the song Billy and I. He seems to be loosely affiliated with Mac DeMarco and Makeup Videotape and Sean Nicholas Savage. He's sort of got that... I think he's pals with them. That sort of... It feels that way. Okay? So here is... Travis Bretzer. Here we go.
Sweet summer air, coming through my window. I'm a lady. Jenny Wong became the first Chinese-Canadian woman disc jockey in 1948 after winning a contest judged by Frank Sinatra, New York DJ Freddie Robbins, and orchestral leader Claude Thornhill. Wong hosted a Saturday afternoon program called Jenny's Juke Point at CKMO Victoria AM 900. Years later, she found her longtime career passion working for CBC Television Edmonton, where she served as a makeup artist for 25 years. She died last year at the age of 79.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Asian Heritage Month by CITR 101.9 FM.
Food this much? Then you need to be at Eat Vancouver in the BC Play Stadium June 1st through 3rd. Eat Vancouver is the ultimate food and cooking expo featuring celebrity chefs, hundreds of retailers, and of course a vast array of amazing food and drink to help you discover your next culinary destination. For more information and to book your tickets at a $2 discount, go to eat-vancouver.com. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
Sorry there, Lemonade. I'm going to talk for a little while for once. How about that? So before that little intermission, we heard Chromatics from their new album Kill for Love. Johnny Jewel, the main producer guy behind Chromatics, has released a drumless version of the album, which is an interesting way of, you know, showing off production values, but I kind of like it. It has a very different mood, and so that it's kind of that's why I played that from the drumless album. So no drums on that version of Lady, and it gives it it's a bit spookier. I like it. Before that, we heard John Mouse from his demos 01, etc. My Hatred is Magnificent. My Hatred is. Oh, and it cuts off. He is full of hate, that guy John Mouse, but as long as he keeps making that great, great music, that's okay. He can be full of hate. Before that, Part Time from San Francisco, from their album What Would You Say, the song I Wanna Take You Out. And at the top, Travis Bretzer from Edmonton, from his new album Making Love, the song Billy and I. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming up next, some Lemonade. And a couple of dancier songs. Let's dance it up a little. So this is Lemonade. They're coming to town in a couple of weeks. They're going to play at the Electric Owl, I believe. I'm just checking the most recent issue of Discorder to find out exactly when that is. It's almost here. Could have done this 30 seconds ago. They are playing on the 13th at the Electric Owl. So this is Lemonade from their album Diver. This is the song Big Changes, which you've heard a little bit of already. Here we go. That was JJ from Sweden. Why did I have to say it like that? They're from Sweden. People grow up. From their album number 3, that was the song. Still sort of a cover of Dr. Dre's Still, D-R-E, where he proclaims his comeback. And I was listening to that song closely. I know that song. I like that song a lot. Why did I just cough like that? Oh. Snoop is on there, and he's like hyping Dre. And he's like, "Stillwaters Run Deep," and it made me crack up so much hearing Snoop Dogg talk about Stillwaters Run Deep in reference to Dre's career. And he is bad. Dr. Dre's got his own thing going now. That was just the shot across the bow. He's got his own headphones now. You know, he's got everything going on. Dre's all right. He's back. He's still part of the street. Whatever he says in that song. So that was JJ. Before that, we heard Holy Balm from Australia, from their album It's You. That was the song Take It. Before that, Lemonade from their album Diver, the song Big Changes. And they are coming to town soon. So look out, Electric Owl. Look out for the Electric Owl on the 13th, where they're playing. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. Coming to you from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Lower Dens have recently released New Tropics, a great album, and Beach House, their fellow Baltimore musicians, have released Bloom. So we're going to listen to a couple of tracks off of that. Here is Candy by Lower Dens, and then we're going to hear the song New Year by Beach House. They're both quite lovely pop tunesmiths. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you.
right. Oh, don't do that. Sorry. I'm talking to myself, you know. That was Beach House from Baltimore from their new album Bloom, out now on Sub Pop Records. That was the song New Year. I'm like a big, wet, soggy t-shirt for Beach House. I don't know what that means. I love Beach House. It's my soft spot. Before that, we heard Lower Dens from their new album New Tropics. That was the song Candy. They're coming to town July 7th. That'll be a great time. I'm sure there are a lot of fun live. Also that day, Japandroids coming back, making their triumphant return to their homeland after traveling the seas. I don't know. They're on a big tour right now, and they'll be back on July 7th playing in Vancouver. Great day, July 7th. Great day. So we don't have a lot of time left, but I need to squeeze in a bunch of rock and roll. So Needles and Pins released their new album last Saturday night with a tremendous show at the Astoria. Their album is out now on Mammoth Cave Recordings, straight out of Lethbridge. We're going to hear the song Shaker. After that, a whole bunch of songs from this compilation that the OCs put out called Castleface Group Flex. It's a bunch of flexi discs by San Francisco bands, and so we're going to listen to, I think we'll be able to squeeze in three of those. Only if I go right now. Okay, Needles and Pins, then Group Flex. Oh, it's going to be hot. Here we go. Here is Needles and Pins.
Friday, June 1st, for 24 hours, CITR is going to paint the airwaves rainbow. Starting at 6 a.m., CITR programmers will be producing an entire day of queer content in celebration of Pride season around the world, delivering messages of hope, fun, warning, and whimsy that may also include offensive language, sexual themes, and excessive on-air nudity. Listener discretion is advised, while indiscretions are strongly encouraged.
It's only a dream. Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Dropping lines in international sand, feeding blood to keep habits of the air up in my hands. Quick starts with that one.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Bare Wires with their song Wanna Fight from the Castle Face group Flex. And they did want to fight, and they broke up. That's too bad, but Matthew Melton will be back with Warm Soda soon enough, so you'll get your fix, ladies. Before that, we heard Ty Siegel and Michael Cronin with their cover of David Bowie's Fame. And at the top, we heard the Fresh and Onlys with the song When Are You Gonna Grow Up, all from the Castle Face Group Flex Flexi Disc compilation. Great stuff. At the top, we heard Needles and Pins from their new album 1234, out now on Mammoth Cave, and that was the song Shaker. Thanks so much for listening. I think I've gone over. Sorry, Tim. He's up next with We All Fall Down with a very cool-looking guest. It'll be a great show. Then Robin with Ink Studs. It's a great afternoon to stay tuned to CITR. Oh, yeah. We're going to close things out with some Cyrillic Typewriter. It's my friend Jason's band. Very lovely stuff. And we're going to hear the song Dizzy and Blessed. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at CITR.ca. And you can see the playlist at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. Buy your Music Waste passes. They're going to sell out. And it's so good. It's only $15 and it's almost a whole week of amazing music. Do it. All right. See you next week. Bye.
The Tsar's new regent, he saw the priesthood as slack and loose. They lacked importance, so he took it by force. Very soon they were ordered to cross with their fingers. Most fell except the believers.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get